All right. We've got the guys from the
Hudson Horror.
Horror Show, the 7th. It's a film festival. Is it taking place this weekend?
Saturday.
All right, guys, talk into the microphone.
Saturday, June 8th at the Silver Cinema South Hills 8 in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Now, the Silver Cinema, a great place. It's normally a discount cinema.
Yes.
But you guys are doing 12 hours of movies there, including Army of Darkness, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, Gone with the Pope. What's that about?
It's this great film being released by a company I work for called Grindhouse Releasing, and it's about this mobster who gets out of jail.
Now, is Grindhouse, is that associated with Quentin Tarantino?
No, he just made the film called Grindhouse. Grindhouse is actually run by, it was a stage Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's son, okay. And his partner, Bob Murawski, who's a very successful editor now. He won the Academy Award for The Hurt Locker. He just edited all the Spider movies, Oz, Great and Powerful.
Oh, cool.
But he has a huge passion for exploitation and horror flicks. And they were a big part of us getting off the ground. But
this movie was actually shot in the 70s and never released until, about a year ago. And this is actually the Hudson Valley premiere of this movie, this lost film that never got shown before.
Anybody in it that we would know, or
Duke Mitchell's probably the biggest name, who was part of a Lewis and Martin, I guess, knockoff act in the 60s. He was a big crooner,
He was in one of the Bela Lugosi movies.
Yeah,
I think he was
in Bela Lugosi meets a Brooklyn Gorilla.
Okay,
so not a huge cast, yeah. But
now what actually qualifies a movie to get into the Horror Show Film Festival?
That's a good question. I mean, and it's actually kind of been getting broader, the spectrum that we bring in. Before, we really were going for straight-up horror, mostly stuff from the 70s and the 80s, what we consider to be classic movies. But then, like last year, we had this great movie called Switchblade Sisters, a film by Jack Hill, which is sort of, like a women gangster film. And then this year, we're really kind of breaking up. We've got a movie called Inframan, which is kind of Japanese rubber monster action type of flick, and Gone with the Pope, which is more of a mafia kidnap type of movie.
Yeah, anything that probably would have shown in a drive-in in the 70s or
exactly.
80s is something that we would consider showing at the festival.
Now, these are all, it says all from 35 millimeter film.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What's the significance of that?
The significance is a lot of art house theaters that do show retro programming nowadays, unfortunately, don't do 35 millimeter screenings.
When it goes, it's digitized?
They just show a DVD.
Yeah.
And which to me, as a film fan, that's very disappointing.
Well, because, it's interesting, and I've gotten into this discussion a lot of times with people. It's like with audio stuff. When you take audio and you digitize it, you create a representation of the wave, but you don't get the wave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get a stepped copy of the wave. And when analog recording is still the purest form of recording. And 35 millimeter or a reel-to-reel tape or whatever it may be, you're going to get the best representation of what was really there and what was going on. Now, but doesn't that lead to the effects appearing to be a bit cheesier, though?
Well, sure. Some of the prints are a little worn, and they have some scratches and warping sometimes, some hair. But to us, we're nostalgia guys that kind
of... It's part
lends,
of the effect,
yes,
right?
It lends
it's kinda,
to the whole
kinda,
experience. I mean,
yeah.
You mentioned Grindhouse earlier. Quentin Tarantino, they put in fake scratches and fake pieces of hair. And, this is all real. These are all prints that were made, 20, 30 plus years ago.
Now, this is a 12-hour film festival.
Yes.
Now, people come in and they stay for the whole 12 hours?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People, when we get there early in the morning, people be lined up out the door.
And you said, now...
But we give you a wristband. You can come and go as much as you
right,
want.
Right, you're not trapped.
You're not trapped in the theater.
So if there's one of the movies you're not really interested in seeing,
yeah,
you can come
you can
back for the
back.
Later
yeah.
one. And you have vendors and everything there also,
yeah,
right?
We have vendors selling rare DVDs, T-shirts, toys, comic books, posters. Yeah, and if you don't want to catch the movies or you can't, you can come check out our vendors. And it's like a little mini convention.
That's really cool. Now... what movie are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Myself, I'm looking the most to Gone with the Pope because it's such a rare film. I've never seen it. I went to see it in a theater in Long Island, and the film actually broke. So I've never seen it, so I'm dying to see that.
Now, what happened when the film broke in Long Island? Did you get your money back, or was it a riot?
Yeah, they gave everybody their money back, but I'm like, well, I took a day off from work, and I drove 2 hours, so getting my $10 back doesn't really make it any good for you.
Help much. And you also are running vintage trailers.
Yes.
And we were just talking off air about, I think this may be the coolest aspect of it.
And we show tons. Sean is our vintage trailer curator, and he acquires them from all different sources, and we dig up trailers. I'm looking forward to the Doberman Gang, the trailer for the dogs that used to rob banks. That's from the early 70s, and yeah, he's got all sorts of ones.
Now, do you do it with an eye of the movies that you may use trailers for, or we want to include later in film festivals? Or
occasionally that does happen. There have been some trailers that people get so excited about that they come up to us and say, Can we get these?
I was going
to
say two instances were Conan the Barbarian and Inframan. We just got them as trailers, and when we showed them, the audience went nuts. So we were like, wow, we need to get this for the next show.
Now, that's the original Conan with
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
And I remember seeing that in the theater. And Conan 2 with Will Chamberlain. Who can ever forget that?
And what was her name? Grace Jones.
Grace Jones.
That's right. I forgot she was in that.
Oh, yes. And she's actually bigger than Arnold in that movie.
Yeah.
Now, this is taking place this Saturday?
Yep, this Saturday, June 8th, Silver Cinemas, South Hills 8, Poughkeepsie, New York. Doors open at 12. Movies start at 1 and should end around 11:30 or midnight.
Now, it's $26 in advance. How do people get tickets in advance?
You can get them tickets on our website, www.hudsonhorror.com. And if you can't get them in advance through PayPal, then you could buy them at the door if they're available. For $30 cash only.
Yeah, you said this is sold out in the past, right?
Yeah, this is our seventh show. Every show, knock on wood, has been a sellout. Response has been great, so hopefully we'll continue to do so.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think the Silver Cinema has seen 200 people in it in quite a while. So.
Well, they do pretty well with us.
Yeah, they do a lot of business. Their concession stand does the business, I think, of maybe a month's worth of time just on our day alone. So they're very happy.
All right, well, this Saturday starts at noon. $26 in advance, $30 at the door. HudsonHorror.com for the website to buy them up in front. And in case you don't know, Silver Cinema is in the old South Hills Mall.
Correct. That's great. You got it's HudsonHorror.com. Yep. You also have a Facebook page.
We absolutely do. So people
can check it out.
And now this is the fourth year, but the seventh one.
Yes.
So do you do them twice a year?
Right, two a year.
One in the spring, one in the fall. We're already looking into...
You're already looking on the fall one?
Part 8, yep. We got to get like a sequel, just got to keep going.
Wouldn't it suck if that film breaks again for you?
That would be the worst. We're hoping not.
He's got a roll of scotch tape. He's ready to go. All right, 7:49. We're going to be back in a few. You're home of rock and roll, 101.5 WPDH.